Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is evil. Especially evil, I suppose. Evil Wednesday. Oh, wait, we didn't even count for any goddamn thing. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's the second day of March 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 55 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 57 degrees today for the climate basin. And I think it was like 35 this morning, as cold as it got. And I mean, it's warming up. Looking like spring, with flowers blooming outside. Jesus Christ, we're in big trouble. At any rate, let's see what we're going to jump into. Joe Biden's America pays Putin $70 million per day for oil. How relevant is that? We'll find out when we get back.
And queens and guillotines, taking lives denied, stocked in parchment, lazy love, when bishops took the ride on the field of
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. We all know. Let's get this a little louder here. We all know how fucked we're getting at the goddamn pumps. You know, the price. This is bullshit. You don't have a fucking glut to the point that it's $40, minus $40 a barrel, and then go to a fucking, unless it's orchestrated. It's orchestrated on a world stage. And that's what we're seeing here. The fucking rich want more for our goddamn oil that doesn't fucking belong to them dirty bastards, and they're going to take more from the fucking, I mean, the tax on the poor. Hey, how, you know that $2,000 that goddamn between Biden and Trump that you got, that 2000, well, boy, that fucking, did that make a difference in your life? Or is your life fucking getting worse every fucking day like everybody else's in this country, unless you're part of the goddamn upper fucking crust god ruling class son of a bitches? Joe Biden's America pays Putin $70 million per day for oil. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Think about the madness of this. Joe Biden is running around trying to look tough. That's silly to say. Hitting Russia with sanctions over Vladimir Putin's obscene invasion of Ukraine. Well, whose analysis is that? The fucking, that bitch that's talking, saying that they're fighting for the New World Order. But at the same time, we pay Russia in the vicinity of $70 million per day for oil imports. In other words, during these 7 days of Putin's criminal, hey, fuck, man, you ain't criminal war? You know, you do realize that we have a third of fucking Syria occupied, that we fucking invaded Syria, and we are occupying a third of their fucking country without any fucking cause to do so and without being fucking invited. But that happens to be where their goddamn oil is. I mean, to call anybody a fucking criminal in this goddamn cabal, well, they're all fucking criminals. Putin, fucking the communist fucking cabal running this goddamn country, they're all fucking goddamn criminals. A criminal war. What is a fucking criminal war, huh? A war. What we need is a criminal war. We need a criminal war in this fucking country. A war on crime, on criminals. A war to enforce the fucking law. On the fucking criminals that are fucking, that have hijacked our fucking, well, have fucking invaded our goddamn country. The Zionist pig shit eating motherfuckers that have taken the places in power, the key positions in power so that they can fuck our economy, fuck us, steal our fucking wealth, what's left, and sell the rest to the goddamn Chinese who think they're going to come over here and rule us with an iron hand. A criminal war. What the fuck is a criminal war against Ukraine? Fuck Ukraine. There are a bunch of guys, the people that are fucking fighting are a bunch of goddamn one-worlder motherfuckers, and they're the ones that are fucking backing these communists and these fascists in this goddamn country that are usurping our goddamn authority of we the people under our fucking law of December 15, 1790, usurping our fucking power. And have not been punished, have not been fucking even so much as arrested, haven't even gotten as much as a traffic fine when they've committed high fucking treason right in our fucking face, and we have been victimized by it. I don't want to hear about fucking Ukraine. Fuck Ukraine. They're a bunch of one-world communist motherfuckers, and they can go to hell. We've sent this same Putin during those same 7 days close to $500 million. Really? What the hell is going on? I would like to fucking know. I would like to understand, but I do under fucking stand. This is the goddamn one world order. This is how they think they're going to fucking take over the goddamn planet. But that fucking Bill of Rights has got to go first. That means every fucking American national that will fight and defend it, you got to kill us. And there's too many of us, you son of a bitches. We will wipe you off this fucking planet. One hand, Biden claims he is, I mean, it's all about Biden, left, right, bullshit, fucking shit. If it was, I'll tell you what, if fucking Trump is up there, it'd be him. They all shit through the same hole, and we know it. On the one hand, Biden claims to be crippling Vladimir, with sanctions, while on the other hand, we're shipping him $70 million per day. Are you people outraged yet? Are you fucking outraged yet? Go down and get some goddamn gas and come back and tell me if you're fucking outraged. You think it out? They think what it's going to be now that they've put on all these other fucking sanctions. You know who pays for the fucking sanctions is the people of the country that puts the fucking sanctions on the other country. The price of ammo is about to double a fucking again. Everything's about to double again. The shelves are about to be empty again because that is the fucking intent of these one world fucking criminal son of a bitches. This is nuts, but it's true. It's nuts. Yes, oh God, it's crazy, people. It's just, man, it's like they're like a bunch of bumbling fools. No, they're fucking not. This is fucking being thought out fucking hard. I mean, this shows the desperation of the old propagandists. You fuckers are in a fucking world of shit, ain't ya? In 2021, the U.S. imported an average of, I want you to remember this part. In 2021, the U.S. imported an average of 209,000 barrels per day of crude oil and 500,000 barrels per day of other petroleum products from Russia. Okay, now that's supposed to outrage you, and it will in just a minute. And last I checked, oil is currently valued at $106 per barrel. It was $40 minus a barrel. How does it go from that? Because we had a fucking glut here. Why did we have that glut, people? Because exporting our fucking oil was fucking banned. We banned it back in the 70s when they did this same shit so they could put that Alaska pipeline in so they could tap into some more of our fucking riches for the fucking to hand over to the 1%, the fucking corporate welfare recipients that have been fucking taking everything since the inception of this fucking country. At last, I checked, oil is currently valued at $106 a barrel, people. And one of the reasons oil is so high is the war in Ukraine. How great is that? What a sweet racket. Yeah, it's a fucking racket, all right. You, who did this, Breitbart, you fucking scum? You know the goddamn truth. Now, here we're going to look at something else, people. U.S. crude exports. Let's look at the exports. Our sweet crude being, I mean, think about this. You're exporting oil out, which means it's got to be transported to wherever it's going. And then you're transporting oil in at the same time. So you're paying transportation costs on top of it, and you're having to compete for your own fucking goddamn product on a world market instead of keeping it inside the United States. If that goddamn ban had not been lifted, they never asked the fucking people. They just fucking did it. These motherfuckers are totalitarian dictators, and they need to be shut down yesterday. They need to be wiped out of this fucking country. They are a running crime against the fucking written, ratified, unalienable law of we the people, ratified December 15, 1791, our responsibility. This shit's happening to us because we're letting it. U.S. crude exports climbed for the... See, I went back to go look because when I was seeing this article, I went to go look and see how much we're exporting. And the closest, I mean, the... latest figures I could get were in fucking December, okay? I mean, I can't find the ones for this month, last month, so it's been going up all along. But listen to the numbers. U.S. crude exports climbed for the third consecutive month to 3.48 million barrels per day. That's 3.48 million barrels per day in December 2021, with India as the top destination of roughly 672,000 barrels per day, according to the latest available statistics by the U.S. Census Bureau, as our fucking gas heads for fucking $5 a fucking gallon to $9 a gallon. This is to fucking cripple the fucking people. This is to fucking put you on these goddamn reservations and keep your ass there, because only the fucking rich will be able to afford to fucking go up and down the highway. And that's the way they want it. They have fucking overdeveloped our fucking lands that belong to we the fucking people. And it's crowded. But they want all the fucking special places for them fucking selves. So we just put those guys, if they did stay in your house, if we could fucking quarantine those motherfuckers, those poor motherfuckers fishing and hunting was a fucking the way they lived all their fucking lives, if we could get them out of the way, we could really enjoy their fucking land, couldn't we? Hell, we could even possess it if we want to go to the goddamn Masonic Lodge and have the fucking land transferred by the Forest Service over to the BLM, and then our buddy down at the goddamn Masonic Lodge can sell it to us, and it belonged to us. 672,000 barrels per day, according to the latest available statistics by the U.S. Census Bureau, and that was in December. And it had climbed, what did it say, climbed for the third consecutive month to 3.48 million barrels per day. So that's 3.4 million barrels a day that we don't have to fucking, wouldn't have to import. We didn't have to import shit. We were fucking, they didn't have nowhere to put it, remember? And God damn, the price went down almost to $2 a gallon. Oh, Jesus, we can't have that. It belongs to us, you motherfuckers. And we never gave nobody permission to lease it out, sell it, or do anything with it. And you sure as hell did not take us to court and take it away from us through a due process of the fucking law, did you? Thieving motherfuckers, we're taking it all back. You can count on that. And I thought that was more interesting than fucking the piddle shit in fucking Ukraine, the fucking diversion away from what they're fucking doing to us here. What they are doing is every day they're getting away with what they did the last two fucking years that was fucking illegal. It was fucking unlawful, under our fucking supreme, superior, absolute law of we the people, ratified by we the people. And it ain't that goddamn Constitution. If that fucking Constitution was not ratified by we the people, it was ratified by their fucking lapdogs that they fucking sent, the aristocrats sent, picked and sent, not the people. The people would have never ratified the motherfucker because it gave the goddamn government fucking control over the fucking judicial system, which was fucking, that's your freedom. That's the king's fucking court would have stayed, that they just fought to get fucking rid of.
But that was taken care of in 1791, now, wasn't it? It was completely taken care of until 1879 or 78 or 9, I don't know which it is, when they fucking, just got rid of the fucking Constitution. I guess they think when they fucking went and written that Corporate Charter and said that they were replacing the Constitution with it because it had the District of Columbia bringing the fucking admiralty onto our fucking shores. It had then they went for the 14th Amendment, which made us subjects to the fucking jurisdiction of the fucking state instead of the fucking state being subject to our jurisdiction. They've done all this shit right in fucking front of us, and we have allowed it. What else are they up to here today? Georgia's set to make questioning Holocaust illegal. Oh, really? Hey, Oregon, where in the fuck are you on this? Because I want you to make it illegal for me to talk about them fucking kike motherfucking Zionist pig shit-eating motherfuckers. I'll do it anyway. You're not going to fuck with my fucking first article, right? It trumps any shit and ass thing you can write on a piece of paper, and it's backed by my second article. You cocksuckers. The Georgia House of Representatives passed a resolution. Anyway, this is from Jewish News Syndicate. Oh, that works fine. Sent in by Dion for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The Georgia House Representatives passed a resolution adopting the International Holocaust. We're adopting some more international fucking law that fucking violates your goddamn Bill of Rights, the supreme law, the founding law of this fucking country. It violates your fucking individual fucking freedoms and liberties and your, what the fuck am I the word I'm looking for? Self-rule. House Bill 1274 passed on Monday with a vote of 141-19. Oh, there's a fucking surprise, isn't it? These son of a bitches are about 4% of the fucking, well, they're probably more than that. I mean, there's more goddamn Jews in New York than there is in fucking Jew land over there. It ain't Jew land. It's actually Palestinian land that fuckers are fucking occupying as invaders. With six abstaining, the resolution, which was sponsored by six lawmakers, in part requires state agencies and departments to consider the IHRA definition. Well, I don't know what IHRA is. Definition when determining whether an alleged act was motivated by discriminatory anti-Semitic intent. Fuck you, Jew, pig, shit-eating motherfuckers. Get out of my fucking country. Get your fucking ass out. You know that at the beginning it was against the law for Jews to come to this goddamn country? Wonder why? House Bill 1274 faced opposition from a group of Jews. A group of Jews? What? In Georgia, who wrote an opinion piece for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution in which they called on the House to reject the resolution. They claimed the IHRA definition restricts criticism of Israel and has become a powerful tool in the hands of those who work to silence the Palestinians' voices. Have you heard anything about Palestine? No, goddamn COVID-19 that don't exist, God, the vaccine that's just a fucking kill shot. Fuck, there's goddamn everything. I ain't heard nothing about what genocide. They keep your fucking eyes off the genocide. They won't even let the reporters in there. So they keep your eyes where they're killing off the fucking Palestinians to a fucking person. Why they have them caged like goddamn animals. Why these fucking Jews are deciding how many calories a fucking Palestinian gets to eat a day. And if they fucking try to protest or fucking raise hell about it, well, we'll just come in with some of those goddamn phosphorus bombs provided by the United States of America, and we'll fucking blow their children up. They'll blow buildings up. You shoot a bottle rocket over, the Palestinians shoot a bottle rocket over into Jew land that makes a fucking like a 6-inch hole in the fucking sidewalk. They get hit with a goddamn bunker buster that takes down a fucking city block. I think that's called a massacre, ain't it? Silence Palestinian voices. You bet. Palestinians have never had a fucking voice. They've just been fucking victimized by these filthy fucking Gazarian pieces of dog shit. The same dog shit that's doing this shit over in fucking Ukraine. They need to be snuffed off this fucking earth. But don't think that Russia's going to do it, because Russia ain't doing nothing but goddamn shuffling. They're all getting ready. They think they're going to enact this New World Order shit, but you still got the fight to go, you motherfuckers. You realize that, right? Well, we've already enacted it all. No use to fight. Just throw your guns away. You think so, you motherfuckers? Then you got to implement it. And then you got to enforce it. And that's when you're going to fucking meet the fucking people from the jungle. And you're going to fucking pay up for every fucking dirty, rotten motherfucking thing you've done since you fucking came into power. Every fucking one of you. The IHRA, Working Definition of Anti-Semitism, states, anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews. So you're fucking wanting to work, say, make what I think? Fucking, you think you can make what I think illegal by just saying it's illegal? Fuck you! First article says I can say that these motherfuckers suck shit every fucking day of all day fucking long if I want. They don't fucking like it. They know where I'm at. There's a certain perception of Jews. I mean, a certain perception. Are going to tell you how you can perceive things now. Isn't that mind control? Is that what you're fucking shooting for here? A certain perception of Jews, which may be expressed as hatred towards Jews. I'm not allowed to hate Jews? Hey, am I allowed to hate fucking different foods? Am I allowed? You're telling me whether I can hate or not? I hate you motherfuckers. You goddamn corporate cocksuckers. I hate every fucking one of you. Communist, fucking goddamn, we're fascist. Fabian socialist, every pig shit eating motherfucking Jew one of you, I hate your fucking guts and livers. You fucking got it? And I will say it every day, all fucking day long if I choose to, because the law of my fucking land says I can. I have the right of expression. I have the right to fucking believe what I want to fucking believe and express those fucking beliefs. And you try fucking with that right, you have the right to eat bullets under the fucking second article, you motherfuckers. Semitism are directed towards Jews or non-Jewish individuals and or their property toward Jewish community institutions and religious facilities. The extra fucking God, they keep taking more and more. And the fucking people, the American nationals, keep ignoring your goddamn Bill of Rights more and more. Why? Because you're not fucking standing up knocking them on their ass for doing it. That's why. Why should they obey our law if we won't enforce it? We've seen an example of their fucking administrative admiralty going to shit, burning buildings down, everything across the fucking country. Why? Because they told the fucking pigs not to fucking enforce their fucking law, which isn't law that covers our people to start with. Their fucking goddamn statutes aren't worth the fucking paper they're written on. If they violate that Bill of Rights, they're null and fucking void. And they do, every fucking one of them. I don't care when they, everything since 1878 that has been written ain't worth the paper it's written on. It has no legal binding. It was written under a fucking fraud. It's all a fraud. Everything that has been created by it is a fraud. Everything's been created by it that's been created by something else that was a fucking created by it is a fraud. It's all a fraud right down to the goddamn fucking the mailbox. Religious institutions. Fuck you. Get out of my goddamn country while you can. You think we won't tear this motherfucker down to the foundation to get rid of your ass? We've about had a fucking enough. I have. I don't know about the rest of you out there, but I think I've about had a fucking enough. It's my goddamn country, my fucking law, and if my law says that they can't fucking take it away from me without due process of the fucking law. And what they have been doing is they have been doing as a rogue occupational fucking entity without any jurisdictional authority over the people or our fucking land whatso fucking ever. Never had it, never will. What we got here? School board defends segregated meeting. Says marginalized, quotation, marginalized are uncomfortable around whites. This is from my Northwest West sent in by Galen. You know, it wasn't that many months ago we were watching all these goddamn school board meetings, and it looked like people of all fucking colors were up there telling these motherfuckers to stick their masks and their fucking mandates up their fucking ass, weren't they? But I this is out of Seattle. So what the colored people, the people of color, we're not, I tell you what, we don't give a shit what the pigment of one another's skin are. We want our goddamn rights. We're all entitled to them equally, and we know it. And we will fight side by side. You will fucking see. But this is being done up in Seattle, where fucking the chinks, the goddamn Chinese, have fucking bought a fucking whole fucking state. You go down to Seattle, you go down to the waterfront, you got fucking rickshaws running up and down the street. That ain't America. A Seattle area school board is from my Northwest, and it was sent in by Galen for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A Seattle area school board is defending its decision to offer racially segregated meetings to help select a new superintendent. Didn't we fucking go, I mean, didn't we have an error in time here when we desegregation, when we said you can't do that, and you couldn't never do it. You couldn't have slavery either. But that fucking Bill of Rights wasn't being enforced, was it? But I mean, goddamn, I mean, now you want segregation? You're trying, how blatant can it be that they're trying to divide our people by race? Trying to turn us against one another because they are fucked. And you know you're fucked, you old propagandist. You are going to fucking hang. You can smell the hemp in the air. You are going to fucking hang by your fucking neck. I mean, you can, like I said, fuck, 20 years ago, you'd ask anybody if any of this shit that's going on today could happen. Oh, never, ever will it happen. Never. You keep saying never to you, son of a bitch. And you're going to feel that fucking rope cinch up around your fucking neck. And you're going to, no blindfold. You fuckers don't get a blindfold. You get your fucking eyes stapled to your forehead. And you're going to be standing in front of a 40-foot mirror so you can watch yourself do the shit dance when the fucking lever gets pulled. You treasonous, lawless, international, criminal motherfuckers. You're going to see justice. The people are, I mean, fucking, there's already enough people to fucking wipe your ass out that have had enough of this. It's just going to just take a spark. You're sitting on a fucking pile of dynamite big as Mount Everest, and you're fucking sitting there flicking a fucking lighter. Do it. Keep flicking that lighter. Keep telling yourself, I can flick it one more time. I can flick it one more time until it fucking goes off, and then you son of a bitches are going to pay. You are going to meet justice. Head fucking on. You're going to be in a fucking court you don't fucking own. You're going to be in a court of we the people, of for and by we the people, elected fucking judge, elected by we the people, elected fucking sheriff, elected by we the people, and sworn into our common law, the supreme, superior, absolute law of this goddamn country, the only fucking law in this goddamn country. And you are going to pay the piper, you motherfuckers. We're taking your mountains of fucking gold. We're taking every fucking thing you have stolen from us. We're taking it back. And we're going to hang the top fucking tiers. I mean, Corky always talks about we should keep them. Fuck you. They're going to the fucking gallows. They have committed high crimes, a fucking treason, sedition, you fucking name it. Espionage against we the people. We the people are the fucking government of this goddamn country, and you fuckers are going to remember it again. We all, just like in Lexington Concord, we're going to have to come out and fucking remind you who we are. You're walking into the fucking jungle. Get your ass in here. I want some of you, motherfucker. We'll be right back. Take your brain. Time to go. We'll
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com, hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that course is Clearwater Revival with Born on the Bayou. And man, makes you think back to simpler days. And we were being oppressed like a motherfucker. They were violating our rights all over the fucking place. But you had that fucking illusion of freedom. The fucking illusion's gone now. This is just totalitarianism right in your fucking face. And they just keep on talking. Come give it to them. Come, won't you come get them fucking guns, you sons of bitches? You get the talking part done, cunt. We're talking about school board defense, segregated meetings. Oh, we're going to have meetings of the fucking goddamn invaders. Are the invaders going to sit down and start deciding shit now? These fucking illegal cocksuckers who ain't even supposed to be in this country? Aliens! Because we never gave permission for it, and we are the jurisdictional authority of this goddamn country. And you're not, we told you what they would do. They'll try to pump in, if they can, they'll pump enough people in here to out-fucking-number you. That's what they're fucking doing. While you're sitting on your ass, allowing it. There's no more fucking excuse of we don't know what to fucking do. You know exactly what to fucking do. Enforce the goddamn law that was put in place for you to enforce. Not for that fucking goddamn fraudulent fucking government from the get-go. The aristocrats. The aristocratic elite, you know, the fucking ruling class. There is no ruling class in the United States of these Americas, people. We're all individual, free, sovereign nationals. And everybody of every pigment of skin is. And fuck, that was really, I think that was what was really getting them, is that the people, I mean, the fucking people were fucking, were looking at the pigment of one another's skin. Things like, you know, you used to see, when I was young, you see like the Ku Klux Klan meetings on the corners and yelling, hang the niggers and all this fucking shit. They had that going and they keep people mad. And people just finally said, fuck you. You're not fuck you, fuck you. You're a handful of assholes. Come near me, I'll fucking blow your ass away. How about that? This fucking country belongs to each and every American national that fucking belongs here, that's here lawfully. And there ain't that goddamn many, but fucking the ones that have come since. I mean, we've had a lot of people being brought into this fucking country unfucking lawfully since the beginning inception of the country. Because we, the people, never gave no such fucking permission. They did it through a constitution that was never ratified, that we never gave consent to. However, the people who stand up, the people who, I mean, I ain't talking about somebody who arrived here yesterday on a fucking airplane. The people who have been here fucking generationally. And it's people of all fucking colors, and you fucking cocksuckers know it. But the people who stand for that fucking Bill of Rights, who want individual freedom and liberty, who are ready to compete on a fucking level playing field using goddamn free enterprise with a goddamn currency, a debt-free currency to exploit the fucking rich. Well, we're going to take the rich. Goddamn, ain't nobody in this country, no American national, is going to have to fucking work. We have fucking worked like goddamn animals for fucking 100 years for these son of a bitches so that it could exploit. It's called capitalism. Capitalizing on our labor. You live like a goddamn dog. I live in a castle. I'm a capitalist. You're a piece of fucking shit. And we're getting rid of the shit in this country. You've always owned the goddamn, after you got rid of the fucking sheriff and the goddamn common law, you owned it all, didn't you, corporate motherfuckers? Pure fucking fascism is what we've been living under. A corporate fucking welfare state. Like rich people came here from across the fucking sea. People had been here since the fucking beginning. And just, they got it handed to them. I mean, this ain't, I mean, we just look at this shit, you know, with these fucking, this invasion from the south right now. They come across the fucking border, they're getting, well, hell, they're getting flown across the border or carried in somebody's arms across the border. And then they're getting handed fucking big jacks and fucking plane tickets and shit, anything they fucking want. Kind of the same deal on a larger scale. But back like when the railroads were being built, why in the fuck wasn't an American nationals that were getting the goddamn, the fucking loans and the fucking goddamn, because see what they did is they gave them these huge tracts of land. How much land does it take to run a fucking railroad? What's a railroad track? Fucking what? 6-8 feet wide? Maximum? 4, not even that much, probably. but they're be given hundreds of square fucking miles on each side of the fucking track so that they can own the fucking towns. Giving it to them. More than the goddamn railroad tracks worth. It was all given to them. Foreigners. And the people who lived here, where if they didn't wouldn't sell their fucking land, if they wanted to run the railroad through their land, and they wanted that land for a fucking town that the goddamn railroad, the rich goddamn son of a bitchin' foreigners wanted, well, they brought in goddamn thugs to kill them. They fucking, why didn't the people kill them back then? Well, I guess we didn't have as many guns or as much ordnance as we have now. You motherfuckers are done. We know what you have done to us. You sons of bitches. You're criminals. And then fucking segregation, you know, the thing in the 60s, you know, Rosa Parks went to the front of the bus. God damn, man, that's almost like a holy religious thing. And now we're going to do it because we're the communists and we can segregate the people because we want the communists to sit down here with us and talk communism. And then when your other people come in, because I guarantee you that there are fucking black people and fucking brown people and people of every color that don't want in those goddamn Chinese fucking meetings. Fuck you, China. China fucking owns Seattle, people, and now they're starting to implement their goddamn laws there, and by God, we can't let that happen. We get exactly what we deserve, and so do our grandchildren. So you look at your fucking grandchildren and try to figure out why you ain't got the fucking guts to fight, why you ain't got no goddamn spine, why you would fucking put your life above your fucking God. You'd rather live as a fucking on your goddamn knees. Oh, I get to live. I got to live on my knees, and I got a kowtow, and I got to lick that fucking goddamn 1%'s fucking feet. These son of a bitches that couldn't whip you 10 at a time, who never did any fighting in their whole miserable last life from fucking generation to generation to generation, hiring somebody else to be their balls. Well, the fucking balls have come together in the jungle, and you son of a bitches, you send what you want, and you're going to get wiped out, and then we're coming for your asses. I want to see these squirrely motherfuckers when they're marching up those 13 fucking steps. I want to watch their fucking faces. I want to watch them collapse. They'll shit themselves before they get to the top of the fucking stairway. You watch what I tell you. The Issaquah damn school board is holding several meetings with parents as they pick a superintendent to replace the retiring Ron. It looks like Thiley. One of the meetings, however, was meant for white parents to self-select out of attendance. It was labeled meeting for parents, guardians of color, and parents, guardians with students of color. Now, God damn it, my fucking life, it was fucking to get rid of fucking goddamn, you know, race mattering. The color of your skin fucking mattering. But you know what? They all the time, they were agitating it. They wanted it. They wanted us to fucking hate each other for fucking. Then we couldn't look at who was really fucking us off, could we? But then we reached the point where, you know, we said that, like I said, we said, fuck it. We're not going to do this shit. I got nothing against that fucking person because of the color of their goddamn skin. But me and that person over there with the dark skin, we got something against that fucking motherfucker over there that's fucking stealing us both blind, treating us like goddamn slaves, stealing our fucking property, stealing our fucking nation. We got a fucking problem with them. And we will stand elbow to fucking elbow. And I'll tell you what, you motherfuckers that have tried to push this shit, we'll make sure that the person that put your asses up on the gallows is the same color as you. Because that seems to be what you're trying to make a difference out of here. This is not about fucking race. This is about goddamn nationality. These are foreign fucking nationals coming in to occupy our country. This is a recolonization fucking force. And they want it to end up being fucking in control of China. They want the Chinese are going to come over here and put the boot on our neck. Bring it on, you motherfuckers. Come peek in the jungle. You just peek in the jungle, you'll pull back a fucking bloody stub where your fucking nose used to be. As parents showed up to testify at last Thursday's school board meeting, board president Ann Moore defended the decision to hold a separate but equal? Jim Crow? What the fuck are we talking about here? Huh? And this is bad, right? Well, the Chinese are running Seattle, people. This is what you can fucking expect across the board if you don't take care of them motherfuckers. Separate but equal, people. Remember, that was such a terrible fucking thing, wasn't it? But we didn't, all the shit that they did, like I said, all the fucking agitating they did, all the paid agitators, the fucking, like, goddamn, what the hell is his name? I can't think of it. But on each side, these agitators, and they were paid, they were being paid by fucking the goddamn elite to keep us at each other's fucking throat just because of the color of our skin. Oh, no, I should have that because I'm white, or he shouldn't have that. I should hate that person because they're white, or I should hate that person because they're black. You're talking about skin pigmentation. How retarded was it from the beginning? How retarded is it today? This has nothing to do with skin pigmentation. It has to do with nationalism. And those nationals that stay, I mean, I know there's generations of you that came here unlawfully. Yeah, and it can't be fucking argued. I go into a court and prove it. Easy beans. But you fucking people that have been here for generationally, I mean, fucking, well, at least since the last fucking World War, which was a fucking lie. That was a war after the war, to end all wars. Remember that? But all of you that stand and fight for that fucking Bill of Rights, you have a right to be here. Just like the people who fought for it the first time. Your fucking right is secure. I'll fucking back it with my fucking life. I will back your right to be here and to have fucking your autonomy, to be free from these motherfucking cock-sucking international corporate mafia son-of-a-bitches, to stand at your side as we take them up to the fucking gallows or drive them into the sea. And I'm not talking on barges. I'm talking swimming. Separate but equal. Boy, that was a bad thing to say once upon a time. Now, wasn't it, when they were trying to get us at each other's throat for no goddamn reason? But hold a separate but presumably equal meeting. Moore claimed that some historical marginalized family. What the fuck is a marginalized family? Oh, you mean what it is they can't speak the goddamn language because they're saying, well, let's go on. In Sequoia, feel uncomfortable in meetings to mitigate their supposed discomfort. She said a meeting surrounded by other people similar to them makes it easier. That is trying to fucking separate, get people separated again. So are you Dion, if you're there, are you uncomfortable around white people? I've seen you sitting with them and drinking with them. Oh, no. Maybe Dion ain't there today. The bottom line is fucking, like I said, we shook this shit off. And now then when they couldn't get us to fight, they couldn't get it revved back up here, now they're going to do this fucking shit. No, this is a meeting for fucking Chinese. It's going to be in fucking Mandarin Chinese because the Chinese think they have taken Seattle. But I'll tell you what, motherfuckers, we'll come out of the mountains and we'll fucking rip your asses into pieces and send you walking out into the sound. That's even farther to that fucking 200-mile fucking marker where your admiralty begins. Discomfort, she said, a meeting surrounded by people similar to them makes it easier. What would the similarity be? Oh, the pigment of the skin? No. Yet she also claims it isn't an example of racial segregation. It ain't. It sure as fuck was when you were trying to divide us using it, wasn't it? It was horrible. So if you'd have proposed something like this back then, goddamn son of a bitch, you fucking racist bastard, you. You're a goddamn white supremacist. Or now you're a fucking, a commie supremacist. Because what you're talking about here is the illegals that have come in. The illegals that have come in, the fucking people that have lived here fucking generationally and don't have no fucking problem with one another. It is these fucking son of a bitches that have come here as illegal aliens that have entered our country fucking legally, that have taken our fucking jobs, that have taken our fucking autonomy away from us by submitting to fucking communism because the goofy little bastards don't know no better. I shit on you. And it ain't because of your color of your skin. It's because you are not American national. You motherfucker. You goddamn son of a bitch. You think you can conquer us? You will find out it is fucking hurts to try. And it hurts while you're trying. And it's going to hurt clear up until you're across the fucking border. You're going to get the fuck out of here. Where are we in this goofiness? Parents of color. Gives.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good.
Calling you from Tivoli Park, Chicago, Illinois, South Suburbs.
Right on.
Hey, have you looked much into the 5G? I know this is off topic what you're going on. I really wanted to get this out there for you.
Hear you, brother. Can you speak louder?
Yeah. Is that a little better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what I'm trying to get the word out in my surrounding area and to everybody is 5G is our serious, serious battle we need to address right now. They're going to fuck us all up before we ever get to fire around. And this is what we are up against. This is operating at the same frequencies our central nervous system. And they have turned the levels up. I've been monitoring for 2.5 months. They have turned the levels up unbelievably.
I agree with you.
And you know what? What we're going to see is massive casualties. They're going to claim them as COVID, of course, because they're getting paid for it. But we have all these people that are going into the hospital thinking they got COVID. Well, what are the first two signs of radiation poisoning? It lost a taste and lost a smell. This correlates with COVID.
You're exactly right. And I'll tell you, everybody thinks 5G is something fucking new. And this, I mean, 5G was, I think, clear back to the fucking 70s. When they first were testing it, and it was determined to be lethal.
Yep.
And now they want to put it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, 100%. You are exactly correct. But this goes back to 1917 when our military was messing with radio frequency. What came out in 1918? Spanish flu. So every time we up the frequency, it correlates with some form of pandemic. So please get this word out.
Something they're calling a pandemic to cover.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, sir.
Yep.
So I just wanted to get this out there.
You're right.
I love your work. I listen to you every single day, man. You are seriously, you have woken me up. I mean, I want to get something done about this because we're going to be genocided. Every single mayor's office I've gone to, they have no clue. Obviously, there's been health studies, like you said, in 74, and they know it's lethal. But there has been none out in the general public. And all I got to say about this is, man, this is a real, I mean, I'm a young father, and my daughter's got no future in this country. And it's fucking sad to say that. I'm a patriot. I love my people. I love my land. But we got to do something.
Wow, man.
Another thing.
Go ahead.
Another thing you got to watch for, they got a new kind of chemical cremation because it's just too expensive to burn all these bodies that are going to come up with. And what they do is they use the leftover goo after they chemically cremate you, and they're going to use it for fertilizer because I don't know if you've noticed that they've driven the prices of fertilizer up. You know, it's almost 5 or 10 times what it was last year. And then they're going to starve us to death, and people are going to say, yeah, anything, just give us the goo, you know, so they get some food. But and then also the Roundup is like 10 times what it was last year. But, yeah, people, the next 2 years are going to be real lean because and the farmers can't go make no food the way it is.
Hey, guys, let me get one more thing in. I can't leave my house without being radiated to fuck, okay? It's so pathetic. What has happened, and it's happened while we are locked down. Warp Speed was locking us down to put up the most 5G infrastructure fast as possible while we're all not paying attention. And then problem, reaction, solution is exactly what they got going here. And the solution is to get that vaccine into you to make you more frequent to the graphene oxide in the shot reacts to radio frequencies.
Yep.
So all this ties together.
I agree with you 100%.
You know, nobody wants to listen to me. Nobody in my area gives a fuck. It's so sad because, like I said, you can't leave your house without being radiated. And they put them in all strategic places. On the highway, right where there's big congestion spots, there's 4 or 5 towers. At stop signs, there's monster towers. And guess where all them towers are pinned? They're all pinned right at them traffic spots or right at the lights. So this is a genocide on a massive scale, massive scale.
Well, yeah. I mean, and not to mention the shots themselves are fucking deadly on top of it. I mean, yeah, this is fucking, this is the Georgia Guidestones being carried out right in front of our fucking eyes. And 5G is absolutely, and the goddamn, those smart fucking meters. Same
You're
fucking
right.
shit. Same
you
shit.
You know what I was going to tell you is everybody start looking into Faraday caging, which is literally just get aluminum mesh, go get a 6-inch freaking hose clamp, and put that around your smart meter. You want to cut it up decorative, make sure it sits, you know, looks nice, whatever. Cover your smart meter with some what with that, and get a TD or a meter, get a EMF meter, and you can check and see how much you're taking away. It, the levels are unbelievable. My grandfather last week lost 2 pints of blood. Okay, all he does is sit downstairs on the couch. Well, guess what's behind him? The smart meter. Guess what's in front of him? I tested the levels in his house, unbelievably high. But just by me putting a Faraday cage over the smart meter and a Faraday cage over the router, I knocked it down to where there is no radiation hitting him when he's in his chair.
Well, I don't have one. I wouldn't let him put one in here, but everybody around me fucking has them. And they'll say, and I mean, it carries. I mean, and then you got the 5G coming in. This is a mass fucking kill off. And we're talking about goddamn, oh, Russia's invading Ukraine. I don't really give a fuck. You're killing me. That's like fucking telling a dying person that fucking a movie star's coming on in fucking 5 minutes on the TV. You fucking relevant. You're trying to kill my ass. I'm going to kill your ass back. I'm going to kill you before you kill me, in fact. Anyways, guys, that was a good conversation. I'm glad you came up and brought up the 5G because it absolutely is a problem. And we had one of the things happen here. We just now had another new one. The fucking recorder turned off, man, just right in the middle of when you started talking about the 5G. So we're going to see what we can do about that. We might have it somewhere else we can get it because we have it in a couple of places. But the recorder, I mean, I see a flash out of the corner of my eye, and it's doing all kinds of goofy fucking things, and the fucking recorder quit. And that's something, guys. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, hey, the 5G is, oh, yeah. There's an ongoing fucking campaign to fucking wipe us out. This is genocide. And those
hey, Henry, there's two patriots out there. I'm sorry to interrupt you. There's two patriots out there that are doing hella work. StopTheCrime.net, her name is Deborah Tavares, and Joe Embriano with 5GDangers.com. These are two people that are on the front for this.
Well, I mean, in some countries, they're burning them son of a bitches down. And in this country, they never asked us if they could fucking nuke us with goddamn 5G or these goddamn smart meters. They just fucking did it. I'm sick of this shit. We are the goddamn controlling authority in this country. And this time we stood up. It's time we took our fucking guns and took our country back. That's what we're supposed to be doing by law. We are not. I mean, this ain't no revolution. This ain't no goddamn civil war. This is an enforcement of the law through an uprising of the fucking people. And everybody better get their ass on board. Get on that goddamn fucking Bill of Rights. One fucking page. We can all get on the same page. There's no arguing about it. We get it and we win. And we get back what we fucking had. And we get rid of all these murdering son of a bitches. And we take their fucking wealth that they stole from us. And we take it back. And that is...
Count me in.
Huh?
Count me in.
Okay, you're in, buddy. That is The Word from the Trenches.